Online payment instruments.
There are three main instruments used to make online payments. Payment cards, credit transfers, and direct debits, which is a payment transaction with which the payee, previously authorized by the payer, asks for a sum of money to be withdrawn from the payer's account. Following the expansion of e-commerce, there has been an increase in the number of payment instruments. E-commerce platforms therefore increasingly offer the possibility of using the three main instruments by providing payment solutions with innovative features, such as e-wallets, closed-circuit credit transfers, and credit transfers via the Payment Initiation Service.
The three main payment instruments. Payment cards.
There are three kinds of payment card. Credit cards. The item is purchased, but payment is deferred. This means you don't need to have sufficient funds in your account at the time of purchase, since payments will be taken at a future date, usually the month following the one in which purchases are made. Payment from your account can be made all in one go or with an installment plan, which includes interest payments, revolving payment cards.
Be careful. If you choose the option to make payments on a revolving basis, this means you are actually signing up to a loan, whose rate of interest is generally higher than other types of financing.
Debit cards. The amount is debited straight away with no extension of payment times, so you must have enough money in your account when you make the purchase. Prepaid cards. Before you can use one, you need to put money on the card or in the account it is linked to in order to make purchases. This is an example of electronic money or monetary value registered electronically on prepaid cards or e-money accounts, which can be used to make payment transactions. Banks, Poste Italiane, and electronic money institutions, EMIs, can issue electronic money. How does paying by card online actually work? When you pay by card on an e-commerce platform, you will be directed to a window where you can enter your payment card details and initiate the transaction. This is the virtual point of sale, POS, which is a physical or online device used by commercial outlets or e-commerce websites to enable credit, debit, and prepaid card payments.
The POS is a physical electronic device in shops, but on online platforms, it is a secure page where you can enter your payment details. Operators in the payment credit card circuit.
When a payment is made, various operators carry out different roles within the circuit. The acquirer provides the retailer with a point-of-sale device, which enables the payment to be accepted and transmits the payment data securely. The issuer, an institution that issues payment cards, may not be necessarily the bank where you have your account, provides the customer with a payment card. The acquirer and the issuer are linked by a third operator, the payment card circuit provider, who sets the rules for the system. In some circuits, the circuit provider, the issuer, and the acquirer can be the same entity. The payment card circuit is a set of rules and procedures that make it possible to make and receive payments with a payment card.
Payment card circuits.
Every card carries the logo of one or more payment circuits. This means that the card will be accepted in physical or online shops that are linked into that circuit. The best-known credit card payment circuits are Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and Diners. The debit card's payment circuits most commonly used in Italy are Bancomat, PagoBancomat, Postamat, Visa Debit, and Maestro.
A useful piece of advice. What do you do if the purchasing process blocks after you have entered your card data? Don't try and repeat the payment straight away, so that you're not charged twice. If possible, it's better to wait and check with the card issuer if the payment has gone through, by calling the toll-free number of the bank or by checking your card statement online. Credit transfers.
A credit transfer moves a sum of money from one account to another. It is credited at the latest within one working day, within 2 days if you go to a bank to arrange the transfer, or in just a few seconds in the case of an instant transfer. In most cases, you can't use a credit transfer today to pay for something directly on e-commerce platforms. Instead, you have to access your home banking system and send the bank the order to transfer the funds to the seller's account, identified by an IBAN code. Home banking is a service for a bank's customers to carry out banking operations by connecting with their account online. You can access these services using personal authentication codes. An IBAN, the International Bank Account Number, is an alphanumerical code that clearly identifies a current or payment account. Italian ones have 27 characters. The seller will only send the goods after checking that the agreed sum has been credited to their account. Instead, in some cases, you can pay by credit transfer directly on the e-commerce platform. In the near future, the situation could evolve further thanks to possibility of using instant credit transfers on e-commerce platforms as well.
Interbank agreements, the MyBank solution.
One of the payment options on the e-commerce platform could be MyBank. What is it? MyBank represents an agreement between banks that provides the seller with immediate confirmation of a payment by credit transfer. It is nevertheless essential that the customer's bank is part of the MyBank scheme and that the e-commerce platform provides this payment solution.
Be careful. Paying the retailer by direct credit transfer, i.e., outside the e-commerce platform, can be risky. As a general rule, only pay online merchants by credit transfer if you are sure they are bona fide. Direct debits.
The direct debit, previously called the RID in Italy, Rapporto Interbancario Diretto, or Direct Interbank Relationship, is an operation that works in the opposite direction to a credit transfer. A seller who has previously been authorized by the customer can issue an order to the customer's bank to transfer the funds from the customer's account to their own. Direct debits are mostly used for the automatic payment of repetitive and fixed-date payments, such as utility bills, electricity, gas, telephone, etc., or the payments of an installment plan. Although this is not its main function, direct debits can be used to make direct payments on e-commerce sites. If included among the payment options, the customer can pay by direct debit by entering the details of their own account, IBAN code, and confirming the request with a click.
With a debit request, the customer makes a payment order authorizing the seller to withdraw the agreed amount from their account. Other payment options. E-wallets.
An e-wallet is generally an application to download onto a smartphone on which customers record details of their own payment instruments, such as payment cards. At the time of payment, customers access their own e-wallet and choose which payment instrument to use from those previously memorized so that the transaction can be made.
The e-wallet provider never replaces the payment instrument issuer and never comes into possession of the customer's money.
Some e-wallet providers are, for example, Google Pay, Bancomat Pay, Amazon Pay, Apple Pay, and Samsung Pay.
A useful piece of advice. If you have doubts about an e-wallet provider, you can contact the issuer of the payment instrument you want to put into your e-wallet and ask for more information. Credit transfers through closed circuits.
In the world of payments, it is common to make credit transfers to any kind of bank or payment institution. We can say that the payment system is open, i.e., everyone is in contact with everyone else. Credit transfers through closed circuits are the exception. These are transfers of money from the customer's account to the account of the merchant, both of whom must be customers of the same bank, which manages the circuit. The payment is identical to a traditional credit transfer. What is different is that payment information does not circulate within a payment system that includes all the different banks, but remains within the closed circuit, similar to how funds are transferred between customers of the same bank. A simple internal registration is sufficient to record it. The more customers in the circuit, the greater the benefits of using it for both traders and customers. Payments can be made via computer or on a smartphone, via downloadable apps that are available online. Some examples of closed circuit providers are PayPal and Satispay, which offer e-money accounts.
Paying through a closed circuit, even if you don't have an account with closed circuit provider.
As a general rule, if an online merchant agrees to be paid only through a closed circuit system, such as PayPal, the customer must hold an account with the same bank as the trader. There are, however, some exceptions. Sometimes the closed circuit provider may agree to be paid by the customer with a payment card that is not linked to an account in that circuit. The closed circuit provider, and not the seller, will therefore be the beneficiary of the payment sent by the client. The provider will then be responsible for sending the money to the seller. If you have any problems, you can contact the card issuer or the bank at which you have your account.
Credit transfers via a payment initiation service, PIS.
The payment initiation service, PIS, is a service that makes it possible to pay online by credit transfer, acting as a bridge between the e-commerce platform and the bank where the customer has an account. In practice, the service allows an authorized financial institution, the payment initiation service provider, PISP, to initiate a transfer on behalf of the customer to the trader for the purchase of goods and services. Compared with online credit transfers, where the customer makes the payment order via home banking, a transfer via PISP is integrated into the e-commerce platform, simplifying the transaction. In order for the PISP to initiate a payment, customers must indicate the details and access credentials of their online account.
Payment security measures.
European legislation has introduced security procedures according to which customers are required to use strong customer authentication to make a payment, SCA, which is a security procedure based on the use of at least two security elements to access an online payment account or to make online payments via a credit transfer or using a card. This procedure is based on the use of two or more mutually exclusive elements, choosing from something only the customer knows, a password or a PIN, something the customer owns, a USB stick or a smartphone, something unique to the customer, for example, their fingerprint. One example of SCA is the request for a password, something known, and a numerical code with random numbers generated by a smartphone or a USB stick, something owned. Intermediaries normally have to apply this authentication procedure, but there are some exceptions, for example, for payments of small amounts. There is a further security measure for online payments. Not only the customer, but also the amount to be paid and the payee are authenticated via a security procedure with which the bank fully secures all the payment information.